Welcome to Inside Life, where life is not a part of this. I am Paul Ilesanmi, and I'm excited to be here again. Thank God it is Monday, and it is another episode on Inside Life. Over the past few weeks, I have been talking about different paths. I have spoken on the power of value, the power of doubt, the power of collaboration. So today, I'll be speaking briefly on the power of influence. The power of influence. Who you are today is as a result of influence, either through people or your environment, or what you read, or what you see or hear. You act based on influence. Now, for a believer, your daily life is being influenced by God's word. So that is the reason why you have to take your life serious and guard your heart jealously on the things you hear, read, or see. In the world we dwell today, it is easy to be influenced within seconds. Very easy to be influenced within seconds. Influenced by ideologies, you know, philosophies that are contrary to God's word. Now, it was Brian Tracy that said that you must be selective about your external influence. That is, your multidimensional brain is influenced by everything you see, hear, read, smell, touch, feel, or say. So there are external influences that can influence the way you act. Now, when you check the scripture, Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world." It means that you should not be influenced by this world. Because the person sleeping next to you can be a major influence in your life. So that is why we are told to be careful of the kind of company we keep. If you are friends with armed robbers, it is a matter of time you will become an armed robber. It is not a matter of God forbid. It is because of influence. The same way you can be influenced negatively is also the same way you can be influenced positively. So it is your decision to make. You can influence people through your thoughts, your behavior, and they go on to carry your thoughts or belief patterns simply because of the influence you have on them. That is why Ken Blanchard said that the key to successful leadership is influence and not authority. Influence supersedes authority. Yes, because the way you will influence people, that is how they will act. Now, the question I want to ask you today is, who are you influencing, number one? And who is influencing you? Because your actions in life are based on influence. Be careful of what you read, see, hear, touch, or feel. They are the medium of being influenced. That will be all on today's session on Inside Life, where life is not a part of this. And I believe that you got value. Till I come your way again next week, Monday, I am Paul Ilesanmi, and have a lovely week. This is Inside Life, where life is not a part of this.